Hi, I'm Chelsea. I'm the current CSTE fellow for Los Angeles County, and I work in the Acute Communicable Disease Control Program. In June of last year, we received a call from a local infection preventionist of three hospitalized cases of typhus, all of whom were residents of the same mobile home community. In order to determine the extent of the outbreak, identify risk factors, and ensure that no additional cases occurred, we opened an investigation of the outbreak. So before we discuss the details of the investigation, let me clarify which typhus we're talking about. Flea-borne typhus was formerly referred to as typhus fever, which is not the same as typhoid fever. It's also known as murine typhus or endemic typhus. I will not be referring to epidemic, louse-borne, or scrub typhus. There's both an urban and suburban transmission cycle. Our situation occurred in a suburban setting where domestic cats, possums, and the cat flea maintain the life cycle of the disease. Human infections occur when the flea feces enters the break in the skin, such as through a bite or cut. Most cases will recover without treatment, but some become more severe and require hospitalization. The most common symptoms are fever, headache, rash, and arthralgia, and this nonspecific presentation makes it difficult to recognize infection. So as we approach the investigation, we define cases as residents of the mobile home community reporting fever with headache or rash, and who had a positive serology result for a flea-borne typhus. We sent a multidisciplinary team on site to investigate the conditions and identify a potential source of transmission. The team included acute communicable disease control, veterinary public health, environmental health, community health services, and vector control staff. The mobile home community was about 3.5 acres with 90 occupied units. When we went on site, many risk factors quickly became apparent to us. First, there was a very large population of free-roaming cats. While on site, we noted roughly 20 free-roaming cats. Despite city ordinances and property management rules limiting the number of cats in private residences, it was clear that these were not being enforced. We also spotted several possums roaming the facility, and fleas were visibly abundant. Some of our staff even found fleas on them while we were walking around. Many of the residents left pet food dishes outside, which worked to support the free-roaming animal population that we observed. And these were mobile home units, so they were lifted up off the ground, creating potential shelter for the animals, as you see here. Finally, there were several uncovered dumpsters, which we noted as potential sources for food and shelter as well for the free-roaming animals. Regional vector control trapped two possums on site and combed an overwhelming 615 and 1,087 fleas off of them. Fortunately, I was not in charge of counting those. These fleas tested positive for Arfilus via PCR. So recognizing the extent of the risk factors, many organizations were involved in the intervention, including city and county government, property management, and private organizations. Many of our mitigation efforts focused on simply reducing the flea population present. Vector Control ordered flea abatement by a private company, and abatement occurred every 2 weeks for several months. We developed and distributed these educational materials that you see on the slide, and Environmental Health went on the ground to educate individuals one-on-one. We also held a community meeting where we presented educational information to residents. Veterinary Public Health provided free flea collars for residents' pets, and Community Health Services offered on-site blood draws for typhus testing in a van that was borrowed from our HIV program. From the meeting, we identified two additional cases. These multiple efforts paid off. We observed a significant reduction in the flea population. We recorded fewer outdoor pet feeding stations and observed far fewer free-roaming cats. To date, there have been no additional cases reported from this community. In the end, we had a total of 5 cases linked to this outbreak, ranging from 42 to 67 years old. All were residents of the mobile home community, 4 were female and 1 was male. Overall, the risk factors identified included a large flea population associated with cats and possums, supported by an ample supply of pet food. It took collaboration across numerous county, city, and state regulatory agencies, as well as private organizations, to address this outbreak. The outbreak demonstrated that an intervention of this nature is complex and requires collaboration across individuals with varying expertise. But no additional cases have been identified from the mobile home community or immediate region since, indicating to us that our mitigation efforts were successful. So with that, I would like to acknowledge our many contributors and thank you for your attention.
Thank you.